list here. First, I had some thoughts regarding your approach to Rogers. It occurred to me that one thing you might do, Bob, would be to sit him down first and show him the reorganization with, however, greatly under play, of course, the national security, but I just sort of fuzzed that over. I'd say the president has made one of the most important decisions ever made. In other words, he's going to go forward with the reorganization within the law. And here's what we're going to do. Now, as a result of this reorganization, it requires massive changes in the cabinet because you can't put existing men under other men. They aren't going to take it. And under the circumstances, what we're going to have to do is to mean that we just have to sit with it, that anybody who's been in the cabinet here 2 years or more are going to have to be moved to it. You know, you see what I'm getting at? I think the point is the idea that he is doing something in way of leadership to help us make other decisions. For example, you could say we have to move Romney, we have to move Bobby, and we have to move Peterson because we're not going to put him in charge. See my point? Or does this make sense to you?
Yep.
I think with Rogers, if he can have some feeling that being done, serving some other purpose than just getting out, which he ought to feel fine about getting out after he's been in government for years.
You're actually ending up moving everybody.
I know we are, particularly with Rogers.
Or except Butts and Kleindienst.
Butts and Kleindienst, but they won't exist. And they are really, well, anyway, Butts and
Schultz, that's right.
Schultz has been in 6 months. Kleindienst has been in 8 months. Butts has been in a little longer, it's true. The only one that
are the three new ones, except for Peterson, who's
basically,
but he's not going to be a lead dog.
And those are, he's not, they're going to be dog. The ones we're keeping are all going to be lead dogs.
Justice being a separate unit, and Butts being a lead dog in natural, and Schultz the lead dog in economic.
That's right. Oh, else, anything, other way how to approach it, then I will, of course, get him on the.
If you wanted me to review the reorganization with it before you talk to him,
I'm trying to get a way for you to get into the conversation.
Well, that's the way to do it. And let it know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
We weren't going to show most of them that are leaving the reorganization. And that there's no maybe we should.
Well,
we're going to play it one by one.
I would play it, yeah. I would show it to Larry, but I would show it to him.
Right.
I'd show it to Bill, and I said, Bill, this is in confidence. We can't show it to the others, to people, unless they.
He's going to ask, who do you have in mind for say?
I tell him. I'd say that I felt that what we should have, and I had to have somebody that I knew,
He'll ask me, and I think I should tell him that the president will want to cover that with you.
Yeah, I'll cover that.
Literally, give you some things to talk about.
Yeah.
I think you can tell him.
It doesn't make any difference. If you think it's better for me to tell him, I'll tell him. I wouldn't think it's any great surprise. I'll say that
Rush will be a surprise to him.
Well, the main thing is you tell him, well, look, he's not going to. Bill, you know some of the problems we've got here. It is about the Rockefeller, it is about the economy.
That works. See, that's good for Bill.
You want somebody to work with him and one who has worked with you. The president will tell you who it is.
How's that?
Or you just tell him. I'll just tell him.
If you
gotta tell him, it's going to be Rush. If the fellow that he thinks you're doing is Rush. Because Rush can be on and we'll continue. And it is basically a break in the past. He doesn't know how much of a break it's going to be. Any other thoughts as to how to handle Rogers? Where you haven't had that problem?
No, I haven't. I'm really not a student of the problem. I think you can persuade him that he has had a full rewarding career
and successful. It's going to be capped with the settlement of Vietnam.
That's right.
And boy, terrible experience doing it. I have to work with Henry Kissinger for 4 years, too. That's basically.
But that he's pulling off of Greece and so on, right. And he caps it by signing the Vietnam War settlement.
He's the one that signs the good this one.
And then he should leave. History will give him great credit, and it, thinking about it from his standpoint as well as yours, from his standpoint, this is a propitious time.
And you can say, Bill, the credit that you're the first man the president's talking to. He hasn't talked to any other member. They don't know who's going to be in it or so forth. But you're the key to the whole ploy, showing the great chart. Now, Bill, the president is in the toughest thing. He's thought about this all week, you know, and so forth. As if I met. And he figures, as far as who's the replacement, so you'll have no delusions about that. It's just going to be Conlon. It's just going to be Rockefeller. He thinks it should be somebody that can have the continuity, somebody he has confidence in, who has had some success. So he hasn't mentioned it to the man yet, but he's going to be able to take it because he wants it. The man he wants is Rush. There he is. Conditions, of course, that we talked about, keeping the ease of that and the other things, so forth, this is all this.
All these things are hard.
But sure. Okay, of course, you have any other questions? Poor old Harmon, I can tell from his voice, it's more octave, the higher it goes, and I said, come. What? Should be done, should be done. Each old rules is not your Russia. I'll do a couple of things that are hard that I think we've got to decide now. I notice you have planning on the treasury.
We can't keep planning. But we did this before you and I talked.
I made that decision. I ran the heart of it, but I think we've got to take Dean and tell Dean now, and not in the White House either. It would be right for us to stay in the White House. There's no place for it, and I don't think he should be over there. I totally agree with you. I really don't judge him on that. He said that he got over the war in any position. He thinks the state as well as the country. And to borrow that kind of trouble, we're going to have enough trouble as it is. On the decision type 2, I thought of one thing, Bob, which is talking with Klein, which is, of course, is not here. But he is the most tenacious bastard I ever stated, ranked him to Dan Rowe. Didn't he submit his resignation? Okay. Oh, sure. I think you should say to him, didn't want anybody to think you meant that. Yeah. I think you should say to him this. We're going to have a total reorganization. That total reorganization includes, I mean, the situation's changed now. We don't have to do this and that and the other thing. And the president believes this has not been a healthy relationship between these two offices. They've been competitive and overlapping the rest. Therefore, he's going to put the director of, what do you call it, communications. That's going to be under the press secretary, isn't that correct?
I think you should tell Klein that.
Yeah.
And then sort of mentally reserve the possibility that you won't do it if you can get a compatible person.
Well, it is. But I mean, you could
tell him to be under the press.
It is from a practical standpoint.
Okay. Okay.
Just say, oh, good, Herb, we're going to put that under the press secretary. It's going to be put under that. The office will be there, but for the press secretary, you've got to have one boss. It's got to be the press secretary. It cannot be this office. This is not right. And he doesn't want you to stay under those circumstances. Then, however, I would offer him director of communications for the National Committee. The majority. We'd like for you to take that, if you will. We don't have a new chairman yet, but because we're moving the politics out of the White House. And incidentally, you want to remember, you ain't going to get any director of communications. It's worth a damn anyway. And Klein would probably be by far the best man you could get if he did take it.
If he won't, he wouldn't be the best man you can get, but he won't take it, so there's no danger.
Fine.
And it's a good idea.
You offered some many things. Should we also offer in Mexico?
Oh, yes.
Oh, by all means. Ambassador to Mexico should be offered.
Yeah, he'd be fine.
Those are the two. If we could do that,
yeah.
Say, if you'd like to stay in the government on the communications thing, you can go over to the National Committee.
Yeah.
Which we're upgrading.
We're upgrading the National Committee because we're throwing all the politics.
We're putting all of our operation over there.
Right.
The other side, if you would like to go to Mexico, the president will appoint you ambassador. If you'd like to go outside into private enterprise, I know there's
some partners in the I'm not a bit concerned about the fact that his gross memo was wrong and read it. I remember when he said it was ninth grade education. He finished high school.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, after he left the Marine Corps. See, the reason he finished only the ninth grade is that he went into the service when he was 15 years old.
Oh, I know that. That's right.
He lied about it.
That's right.
And then went into the Marine Corps and then came back and finished high school. It's a hell of a story.
Yeah.
He's got exactly the qualities we need. He's a professional. He's a man that was going to deal with street crime. That's what we're about here. And we're going to get away from the kidnapping era, and counterfeiting and all the rest, and shooting tires out of airplanes and all that sort of thing. Which is exactly the guy with the right thoughts.
I think most of them want to shoot the tires out too.
Yeah, but he succeeded. Shoot the airplane. Yeah. All right. Now, the question is, what did I think we're going to do with Pat Gray now?
Well, Pat Gray's a good administrator.
All right.
And he's a guy we can use as an undersecretary in any one of a number of places.
Yeah.
He is. I thought he was. Well, I could be wrong now.
But that doesn't make any difference. Pat Gray is a Catholic like Roy Ashe, Bill Miller aren't. Doesn't mean anything. We've got to have an Irish Catholic. Irish or an Italian Catholic somewhere in this cabinet.
George Schultz is a Catholic, too.
Schultz?
Very much so.
Everybody can nobody would ever know it.
Oh, he's well known with the Catholic movement.
They'd be the path to his door as he goes.
The Catholic,
oh, that his wife does too.
He's very active, believing type.
And he believes in, he has the bishops in for lunch and all that kind of stuff, and really has quite a connection.
We can make a point on that.
Roy Ashe being one is a pleasant surprise. I don't care what he is. I don't care what the Schultz is. You understand the point is we just need the coloration.
Sure. And I do need a practicing Catholic.
Huh?
Ashe is a practicing.
Oh, I know. But we just need the coloration.
Yeah.
Well, George can take on some of the stuff that Flanagan's been doing, whining and dining the Jesuits and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And, yeah, but I mean, George has done that in the past.
Right.
Anyway, you can't find, haven't found yet any of them, have you?
Yeah, we've got several names, yeah, and we're trying to check them out. There's a lawyer that sounds possible.
We've got a guy, you know, I don't have you.
Chicago law firm.
We've got a guy in a Chicago law firm, and his name is Pelletieri or something, and the firm has a Navarowski.
Pelletieri,
Whitcomb, and Einschweigel or something. It's the most ethnic law firm ever.
Okay, you understand my concern here. It's just got to happen,
right?
It's just got to happen.
Now,
the other decisions,
then,
definitely for Congress. Let's just go on.
Now, there's another reason to have Dan Congress.
That'll be a great reassurance to the textual
community.
Who are still our
great
supporters down there, over the men, the right age, it's a hell of a fall. And he has to be told that the Business Council, of which he is a member, he's not be sucked in. Okay, we'll have some hard talks about that sort of thing.
Pat Gray, could he do IRS? Yeah, but
would be the wrong sir.
He's not been
a tax man,
and I think we would get the same kind of backlash or okay. cover from the tax bar.
Yep.
All right, fine.
Well, plus you get it.
You'd have it.
Well, the point is,
political.
What should we try with Casey then? Should we try him on IRS first?
Well, the question is, where is the higher calling? Stay your IRS. You really have to
the higher calling.
IRS thing is important, but God, we ought to be able to get some oil or something.
I think we can.
We will.
There ought to be some guy that will do our bidding. That's what we want, isn't it?
We'll do it.
I said, I don't want that to drop between the stools. I don't want another Johnny Walters.
We'll get some.
Okay.
Yeah, you're almost got a lot of growth if you're a tax lawyer.
No,
that's
part of the sale of property.
I'd kind of like to hang on to him.
I know, but don't do that.
I understand, but if you've got a good
man.
Well, I've got a guy that would pass as a tax lawyer in the White House, but really not with a sufficient stature.
The tax business is a
close preparation. But the dean of the new boss room, would he take it, having in mind the fact that Joe, that he would, having in mind the fact that he would go up to the court, maybe?
His taxes bill, I guess it is, isn't it?
He would go to the court this soon. I don't know, because it's a good possibility.
Probably. We got to have a guy that is politically responsive.
Yeah, I don't.
And, I mean, and really, somebody like Lynn Nossinger is what we need.
Which is the higher calling? Maybe IRS?
No, I agree with you. The state is. I mean, the
greater state.
The monument. Yeah, Greg could go into state and I think do a pretty good job.
That's my point.
And that would be the right signal. I mean, there you want the signal of a political action.
Yeah.
Where you don't at IRS. Now, the problem is. Is the problem.
But Conway said that, frankly, that you know that he's discussed the fact that he didn't want IRS.
He sent that signal all over. We keep running across people that he sent that to.
So why don't we ask Casey Maynard somebody that we can do it.
Casey's enough for that cutter.
Yep.
If you're in the tax field,
yep.
If you get an outside tax lawyer, he'll be like a few.
That's true.
That's
don't
true.
Do it. Don't do it.
Well, we'll keep looking and we won't fill in until we get the right guy.
All right.
Fill it to be filling it.
All right. What about Gray and I am coupled this time as a Catholic. I'm almost certain it's going to happen. Incidentally, if we get this up, let's be damn sure that the word gets into the press that Ash and Schultz are Catholic.
Right.
In other words, have somebody write a nasty story to the effect that he's got the most Catholic. Because you answer that way. OMB is Catholic. That's the only one I'm keeping in the Catholic rank. The only one. Remember, we always had it in Catholic rank. We never went there.
That's why the plan calls for moving it up.
Right.
To level one.
Send out a reorganization.
Well,
we
gotta think about that as to what
whether they'll then
that lobbying run it is having a point to make. Change the name.
I'll call it Office of Executive Management. Take the word budget out of it. Chat all up being conducted or something. We can see what we got. All right, then we'll go with Casey, Undersecretary. Now, when you say Foreign Service Officer, that just petrifies me.
Well, I thought you thought you had to put an FSO
well,
in there.
Well, I mean, yeah, but there, you say Carlos should be as a special assistant. Secretary. In case he is in it, the other one, Carlucci might be the undersecretary. Now, for political affairs, I don't think Carlucci does it, but we just got to get the right kind of a Foreign Service officer. That's my whole point. I don't know who it is. Maybe there's a hardline Foreign Service officer someplace out there in that great world of the Foreign Service. Chief of Protocol, if you promised that Jim Reynolds got to give it to him. That's the UN, right? European Economic Community. I see no reason, incidentally, John, to give NATO.
Yeah, Bob told me about that.
Well, and so I think it's a little bit mixing oil and waters. The militarists wouldn't like it, the economists wouldn't like it. And Peterson either takes it or not. Boom. Incidentally, the NATO is not a bad spot for somebody.
State, you know, Texas doesn't lose anything. That's true.
I think on defense,
unless somebody develops a hell of an argument that we ought to go with Elliott Richardson. One of the main reasons, among many others, is to get him the hell out of ATW Mississippi under your sinking family assistance investment forever. That urge to be getting him in without Henry. And for him to know that we just want to remove the weapons, he's going to have the balls. Clemens gets laid as a tough son of a bitch, according to Colin. They will play that game for you very much.
He'll do whatever you tell him.
I'm satisfied. I hope he comes up with some things to do.
Well, he's just come up with a plan on AGW that's damn interesting. It cuts the guts right out of AGW. And he was asked to do this. It's been a long time about it, but it's an intelligent way of doing it.
Well,
I think Cap could take it now as a beginning blueprint and move on. I think Elliott will do what you ask him to.
Your deputy attorney general, I don't know why the hell you put Ruckelshaus over there. You're just trying to get him out of the environment.
No, I'm just trying to find a name that fits in there. And when I put it down, I said,
do I have any idea that he's going to go up?
It's part of the old Mitchell crowd, and I don't have my heart in it, frankly. I'm not so sure.
Yeah, Miles Ambrose, your heart.
Ambrose, I think, would give Kleindienst a much harder time and would track with us better. He's a better pick than Ruckelshaus.
I don't owe Ruckelshaus a goddamn.
He's
a creative candidate for the United States Senate. We've been very damn nice to him.
That's right. I think we've got to get him out of the environment.
Okay, agree.
Okay.
Or do you? I don't know. Bad signal.
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing to him. We're putting him under the DNR guy. We're putting him under Butts. I think that you could afford to leave Ruckelshaus there until he wants to go back and run for office now without a whole lot of damage. He's got credibility with the damn environment movement now, and that's awfully important.
HUD, none of those will do.
Okay.
I mean, HUD, let's face it, that's community development. I would take over all of those. I'd take John Collins, the mayor of Boston. At least he's an Irish Catholic. But you did nothing out of it for us. Never lived a life, but he's too. Everly is a liberal, basically. Deep down. And I think the problem you have here in HUD, here is the guy that's got to cut the guts out of those
Model Cities.
Model Cities, down to the OEO spinoffs, and all the rest. Or am I wrong?
And we're going to be sure got to support it anyway. We're going to do it. He's got to support it.
That's right. We don't want to lobby him the other way.
That's right.
He's the head. He's the guy that's going to handle the community relations with the states.
Well, the big job for HUD this time is a brand new approach to housing. The federal housing program is bankrupt. That is public housing, low and moderate income housing.
Everybody's high. Is that good?
$29 is pretty good, believe it or not.
Well, maybe, let me ask you this, out of the HUD thing, can you get there? Isn't there a place to run a my Italian?
Sure.
Or something like that? And that's where we're going. Okay.
Sure.
This is, for instance, Dick Cooley from Pitt. It would seem to me he might be a possibility. He's not an Italian Catholic, but he's a Catholic.
Yeah.
He's a California Catholic, prominent layman.
Would he do it?
He might. Well, I don't mind if you put Dick Cooley would take it. And he play ball with us. He's young. I know he's supposed to be one of the young hotshots. Play ball with us. Did you consider the ball from Stanford that I mentioned?
Arbuckle.
That just came up this morning. Former games. Transportation, of course, is a wide open computer. I have for sure Italian.
Sure.
Although I prefer to have the Italian, frankly, in HUD. If he can run the mill, HUD's a more important position.
Yeah.
But, why couldn't you just take the transportation for lack of a better one and be some home?
Well, because that's for lack of a better one. I did some checking on DeSimone, and he was a disaster when he was in there.
He's a
very poor operator. He would make more trouble for you than he.
That's fine, an Italian show. And there's got to be a recognition of the Italians in that position.
It'd be better to put the Italian.
Is there any way that I suggest that you get one Southerner in that Justice Department lineup? I see spoke at Southerner, who was a constitutional expert. I don't know why I didn't think of him before.
All right.
You would see, I want a Southerner in there, and Solicitor General would be a damn good place to put him.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind.
But anyway, largest with Southerners, John. There's not enough Southerners in the whole operation. It's our old story. We always tell
right.
people, you know.
Right.
But, and I know you've got very few good names, but we've got, on the outside, we've got
well, and Fred's bringing us some more tonight. This is just an interim cut.
We'll try some Southerners. Try, I like, you've got to take somebody. I, it's a shame that Jim Lynn, I mean, it's a hell of a fellow. Don't rule him out for, he's been an undersecretary for a long time. But where is he now? Commerce.
Commerce. So you can make him undersecretary of HUD. That undersecretary there will run HUD.
Yeah, I know.
Because the secretary will be.
Yeah. Well, you might put Jim Lynn as the undersecretary of commerce as the guy to run. Tell him this is a terribly important thing, and you're going to be the nut cutter that does our job, and your next job is enough.
He probably won't stay.
He wants me to.
I mean, he's been undersecretary under two secretaries.
Yeah, he's undersecretary under super secretary this time.
Won't work. President Hutt, not commerce.
I'm at it, Hutt. Of a new department. Say, now this is something new, and then there'll be changes after this, and he's in. You're going up. But we've got to have this job done. If he doesn't, I understand. The secretaries are just as important as the secretaries in this instance. He's Clayton Yutter, the young guy.
He's the young guy from Nebraska.
Transportation. I know Meany doesn't want to leave for here. Let's see. There, just what Colson is trying to find. It's a tough one to pick and try to go. There, I put your assistant secretary and so forth around. I want a lard and a fellow if they're willing to have it to Don Rogers. I don't know how this. There's one thing that we have here is a problem. That is that. One thing that the Colson office does that does the problem is how in the hell does the labor leader get through to the president? I mean, how does he, what is his channel? I mean, what I mean is who sort of handles affairs like I'm sure the Secretary of Labor does, right? That's what they're saying. It doesn't really work out that way. That's what they feel. You know, that's why Max Fisher says you've got to have a Jew. And somebody else is going to a labor leader, and somebody else wants a Southerner. You know, those are the three that I'm thinking.
The only answer, though, is that if it does work out, then they're wrong.
Well, anyway, you got any. Did I mention one Southerner? Well, I think that's your part. You could put that one Southerner, Brannon, and it's on the research thing because they tell me he's a very good writer. You know, Brannon, Dick Brannon. It's good to have that so that they have sort of somebody over there that they think is a Southern Black candidate. Others that the labor people have. Well, I frankly think they have their own here to the White House through Chuck Colson, frankly, on the outside. And then they're more powerful one that has somebody in the White House.
Once you start,
I know,
then you've got a huge White House staff.
Well, on the other hand, oh, that's right. But in other words, you keep Garment in what position?
Well, I keep him on just as a special consultant to you. Boards, commissions. He'll handle all those odds and ends.
Public.
Problem type stuff.
Interior, I'd like to go there. There's a place where you can get it or gun it or anything you want there. What can we get Malik to do?
Well, I pitched Malik to take the management thing. Told him that's what you wanted him to do. He said, Gal, you really wanted a domestic department. He really wanted to be in the cabinet. He said, I'm an ethnic.
What kind of
Malik? He's Yugoslavian and Czech or something.
Czech. But a Protestant.
Yeah, his grandfather was a captain. But he said, I really think I can do it. He said, I'm young, so I work hard. I really like to be in the captain.
But and, some other guys came out of business school, they bought a defunct company.
In other words, what could he run again?
His experience is management consulting and building his own business. He could run any one of the, he's a manager.
Transportation, he wouldn't take an undersecretaryship.
Well,
that's my point, right.
Maybe he's the guy who could run the undersecretary of HUD. He could do it, I have no doubt. But I think I think you could put it to him on this basis. Ash is only going to be there 6 or 8 months. You can only be there 6 or 8 months, and then I'm going to move you out and up. And he'd probably stay if we think it's worthwhile to have him stay. Now, I don't know whether
he'll stay, but I think it's worthwhile.
But his pitch is on the cabinet thing, which makes a certain amount of sense. He's a Californian and a South Carolinian. His business was in South Carolina. His early business years and current residence are California.
He couldn't be a credible interior man, though, could he?
No.
Where is he going to be credible?
Interior, and not HUD, or
transportation.
Or transportation.
Commerce.
Or,
not commerce. We've got Dent, that's done.
Well, I mean, as a,
you know what I mean? I've just got to have one Southerner, a real Southerner in there, and that's our Southerner.
Is there any other transportation?
Well, HUD is a hell of a big job now.
That's right.
Can he handle the whole thing in HUD?
I'd say no.
I don't think so either. It takes one hell of a stroke.
Sure,
it takes a politician as well as a manager to handle HUD. You see, cutting in mind is so great.
That's right. And he becomes the whole rural development, urban development guy. I just don't think he's got it. All you got is transportation, and that you need for something else.
Well,
you need transportation for your thing.
That's where we really need him, is right over there with Ash. That's where we really need him for a while. I mean, these things are not going to leave me forever.
Was that?
Treasury.
Undersecretary of the Treasury and the National Committee.
That's right. National Committee is my first Treasury. If you take it. Unless I think some of you have got some better choice for the National Committee. Treasury would be better for Bush, better from our standpoint for Bush than Interior. Although I have no doubt that he could pull it off.
Yeah.
Now the energy thing
touches
so many departments that we've been doing it on an interagency basis out of the domestic council, and we're well along. Some of it involves such really tough calls that we wanted to get you into it after the election. For instance, we're going to have to raise natural gas prices rather dramatically, and there are a whole bunch of things like that that have to be done that we'll be getting into over a period of the next couple of months. But that study is well along, and we just haven't publicized it. We haven't said anything to anybody about it.
Another one that you've got here is NACTA.
Yes.
You need a tough button down on the bench.
Is he a negotiator?
Hell no.
He's an operator.
That'd be a guy that takes orders, isn't it?
Yes, because you see, what we want to do is to cut the guts out of the agency. It's $9 million again. Full saboteurs, that's the one that's rejection of staff or something.
I don't know. I mean, just left wingers, soft-headed saboteurs, anti-Nixon people, and so forth. Huh. And it's just bad.
What about Lynn for that? He's a hell of a negotiator.
Oh, no, I mean, here's the credibility to the environmentalists, but I don't think
why do we put Rubber Sounds out? What's the reason?
You mean the external reason, or what's my thinking? My thinking on it is, frankly, Whitaker's more reliable than Rubber Sounds. He will more likely think about you first.
What is Rubber Sounds? Just tell Rubber Sounds he feels like.
Just tell Rubber Sounds he had a great ride and had a great ride
in Indiana and run through the Sun.
He would understand if Whitaker took his job, because it would be pretty obvious
that incidentally that Illinois seat is in 74. It's a short term. Stevenson's was the balance of the Dirksen.
Oh yeah.
Is that he is.
Well, maybe he should get out now.
So we should.
Ron Spellbo's going to want to stay at the cost of living or not.
I don't know. We want to talk to Schultz about whether he should or not.
That's right.
Whether to stay around Spellbo or go. Mitch has got to go over and down here recently.
See, you've got a pretty good argument here on all this, but out of the White House, Bench will be leaving, Rumsfeld will be leaving, Flanagan will be leaving,
and Klein will be leaving. Now, it seems to me that brings you right up on the Colson problem. And Colson cannot really, I just don't think that he's correct in his thinking. That if he goes, his feeling, John, apparently is that if he goes, it looks as if, and as he put it, he just said, well, he goes and others stay, but it looks as if, well, we just shucked him off because we were trying to get rid of people that had any taint of Watergate. For Christ's sakes, all these other people I name had no taint of Watergate.
We launched a series of events that I didn't know about this morning, inadvertently on that, but may get it underway anyway, because Buchanan went trotting back down, went rushing right in to talk to Colson about how great it was he was leaving right away to start this law firm, and how important it was that he get out instantly to do it. So,
Buchanan, Georgia, that or Colson?
No, Colson apparently called and talked to Larry, and I didn't talk to him because I was over here, and said that he wanted to talk to me because Buchanan agreed to this.
We had to tell Pat that he was going to do it right away, you know, but like I said, but we talked about what need for doing it right away.
Yeah.
Pat raised the point.
Yeah, but, you know, remember how excited Pat got about that, because it was something he hadn't thought about in his plan for the country and the world.
Well, Colson, of course, is naturally in a very sensitive position. Nobody has worked his ass off harder. Nobody has been more effective in making the breakthrough for the move than the majority of Colson. Nothing to hurt him. My own view, as I told Bob earlier, is that if he could only see his position clearly, that he should not take the risk of staying and having to leave 4 or 5 months from now, under pressure. And he should go now. There's another thing that occurred to me, which John and I do it, we were talking 2 weeks before the election about Colson thinking maybe he'd sue. Remember I said Christ under Solomon, he could never sue. However, it's going to make the press a lot more cautious if he's outside as a practicing lawyer, because he's not under Solomon as a practicing lawyer. They'd have problems even repeating what they've said previously.
Am I right or not?
You're right.
Not a practicing,
also, practicing lawyer, you see.
He'd be moving out as one of the herd. A lot of people moving out. In several months, he'd be moving out alone at a time when the trial is
in the interim. He's got a spotlight on.
Yeah, he's got the spotlight.
Wherever he moves out, he might start doing these things, getting them done.
And we need to get it done.
And he doesn't have to leave. He can, as you said, he's got 2 months.
That's right.
He's got till
January the 20th.
He can announce and make the move when the others do.
But he can announce he's leaving.
That's right.
He can let the wheels start rolling to get himself set up outside to stay in and finish up his job here.
That's right. And he can set that thing up in those 2 months just as well as he can take it 6 months later. The reason he wants to stay, I'm convinced, I think he's rationalizing. I think the reason he feels he wants to stay is it's going to make him look as if we dropped him because of Watergate. And isn't that really what it is, or am I wrong?
Yes.
Yeah. and he's wrong. See, I'm not sure it's going to happen that way.
He's not too focused on himself. In the first place, he isn't tied to Watergate. You know, and I don't think they are going to say that.
You don't think so?
No. I don't. I don't. Because there's going to be too many other people leaving.
Oh, when he leaves, that isn't going to tie him to it. But later on, they're going to damn well tie him to it.
Oh, sure.
The trial.
Sure, but he's better off to be tied to it outside than inside.
And I think the thing he doesn't realize is the impact, or the effort against him will be less if he's a former White House person than if he's a present White House person.
Guy, I love the Juan Walker thing.